Appendix. Where are they now? Feroz Ali Abbasi. After he was released from Guantanamo Bay in January 2005, he moved back to the United Kingdom. Saif al-Adl. The military commander of al-Qaeda, he is currently under some form of house arrest in Iran. Abu Anas, a founder of the Algerian Islamic Salvation Front, who served on its executive committee until 1966, living in London. Mohammed Atef, Abu Hafs, killed by a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan in November 2001. Abdel Bari Atwan, editor of Al-Quds Al-Arabi newspaper and a frequent guest on Arabic and English language TV channels. Sheikh Salman Al-Awda, released from Saudi prison in 1999. In November 2004, Al-Awda signed a fatwa along with 25 other clerics against the U.S. occupation in Iraq. Hutaifa Azam, living in Jordan, where he is completing his PhD in Arabic literature at the University of Jordan. He also trades in cars, phones, and nuts. Abu Ubaida al-Banshiri died in a ferry accident on Lake Victoria, Kenya, in 1996. Khalid Batarfi, living in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where he is the managing editor of the conservative Al-Madinah newspaper. He also writes a weekly column for the English-language Arab News. Naman bin Othman, settled in London, where he runs the Libya Human and Political Development Forum, an organization that aims to overthrow the Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Osama bin Laden, at large. Bakr Mohammed bin Laden continues to run the family construction business. Ramzi bin Asheba, captured in September 2002 in Karachi, Pakistan, and now in U.S. custody at an undisclosed location. Essam Diraz, retired and living in Cairo. Jamal al-Fadl, living in the United States in the Witness Protection Program. Prince Turki al-Faisal, resigned as head of Saudi intelligence 10 days before 9/11. In 2002, he was appointed Saudi ambassador to the UK. In September 2005, he took up a new position as Saudi ambassador to the United States. Khalid al-Fawaz, arrested in London in 1998 after a U.S. extradition request alleging he had a role in the U.S. embassy bombings in Africa the same year, is currently detained in the UK and is fighting the extradition request. Yosri Fouda, Al Jazeera's chief investigative reporter and London bureau chief. Brian Fifield Shaler, retired and living in Devon in southern England. Aliyah Ghanem, living in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, in the same neighborhood where bin Laden grew up. Jalaluddin Haqqani, the military leader of the Taliban, at large in Afghanistan or possibly Pakistan. Sheikh Safar al-Hawali, released from Saudi prison in 1999, presently serves as Secretary General of the Global Anti-Aggression Campaign, an anti-American organization established in response to the American-led invasion of Iraq. Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. After the Taliban took Kabul in 1996, he fled to Iran, where he later helped al-Qaeda members reorganize after the U.S. offensive in Afghanistan. His current whereabouts are unknown, but he is likely to be in Afghanistan. Faraj Ismail, correspondent for Al Majala magazine in Cairo. Jamal Ismail runs a television production company in Islamabad, Pakistan. Abu Jandal lives in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and is subject to some government restrictions on his movements. In 2004-2005, he gave an extensive series of interviews to Al-Quds Al-Arabi newspaper. Peter Juvenal lives in Kabul, where he runs Gandamak Lodge, the best guest house in town, which is previously the home of one of bin Laden's wives until 3 months before 9/11. Wael Julaidan left Pakistan in 1994 and returned to Saudi Arabia, where he worked in the family real estate business. Played an important role in Saudi aid efforts to the Bosnians in the mid to late 1990s. The U.S. Treasury Department froze his assets in September 2002, and the UN designated him a financier of terrorism, which he strenuously denies. Jamal Khalifa helps his brother run a well-regarded fish restaurant, the Sultana, outside Jeddah, and organizes motivational seminars. Jamal Khashoggi became deputy chief editor of Arab News and, following 9/11, media advisor to Prince Turki Al-Faisal, who was then the Saudi ambassador to the United Kingdom and who is the present ambassador to the United States. Khalid Khawaja, living in Islamabad, he advocates for Pakistanis held at Guantanamo Bay and is affiliated with the Islamist political party of Imran Khan. He is the famed cricket player turned politician. Lucen Kershtu, in the U.S. Witness Protection Program. Malika Malik is living in Switzerland. She is not allowed to travel outside the country. Ahmad Shah Massoud, assassinated on September 9, 2001, by two of bin Laden's men. John Miller. In September 2005, Miller began work at FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., as Assistant Director for Public Affairs. Before that, he served for 2 years as the head of the Los Angeles Police Department's Counterterrorism Division. Hamid Mir, the Islamabad bureau chief of the private channel GOTV in Pakistan. He also hosts a popular weekly show on Pakistani politics. He has yet to publish his biography of bin Laden. Abu Walid al-Misri, probably in Iran, keeping a low profile. Ali Mohammed, arrested in 1998. He is a U.S. government witness under a plea bargain agreement. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in U.S. custody at an undisclosed location. Vahid Mojeh, spokesman for the Afghan Supreme Court. Wakil Ahmed Mutawakil, surrendered to U.S. military authorities at Kandahar Air Base in 2002. He was set free in 2004. In May 2005, he called for Taliban elements to hold talks with Hamid Karzai's government. Mullah Mohammed Omar. After the fall of the Taliban, he went into hiding and is believed to be somewhere in Afghanistan, possibly in Uruzgan, his home province. Abu Qatada, under house arrest in London. He is contesting British attempts to deport him to his native Jordan. Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, imprisoned in the United States since 1993. Esam al-Ridi was living in Texas after the 9/11 attacks. Present whereabouts unknown. Osama Rushdie moved from Pakistan to the Netherlands in 1993 and then to Birmingham in the United Kingdom in 2003. He is active in groups opposed to Hosni Mubarak's government in Egypt. Ibrahim al-Sanusi, living in Khartoum, Sudan. Abd Rabu al-Sarahi, released by the Saudi government in November 2001 after serving 6 years in jail. Abu Musab al-Suri, arrested in Pakistan in November 2005. Hassan al-Turabi, lost out to Sudan's President Omar Bashir in a power struggle in 1999. He was placed under house arrest between 2001 and 2003 and imprisoned between 2004 and 2005. He was released in July 2005 and is living in Sudan. Ramzi Youssef, arrested in Pakistan in 1995 and imprisoned in the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. Rahimullah Yousafzai, the bureau chief of the News newspaper in Peshawar, Pakistan. Ahmed Zaidan, the bureau chief of Al Jazeera Television in Islamabad. Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, at large in Iraq. Ayman al-Zawari, currently in Afghanistan or Pakistan, he has released a series of videotapes on behalf of al-Qaeda, such as one taking credit for the July 7, 2005 London bombings. Montasser al-Zayat continues to practice law in Cairo.